Since 2 days, fighting has been reported in the city of Sake after a week without any fighting. And this is because M23 tried to take the control of the downtown Sake, and FRDC had to stop them to take the control of the entire city of Sake. During this fighting, rockets from M23 landed in a MONUSCO camp near Sake and wounded some peacekeepers.
M23 rebels say they were responding to an attack by the Wazalendo militia. Who are the Wazalendo militia? What are they about?
Every time when M23 attack an area, they say they are attacking Wazalendo. They are responding on some Wazalendo attacks. And Wazalendo are civilian people who decided to fight alongside FRDC to protect their land against the common enemy, which is M23. And sometimes M23 just accuse sometimes locals, civilians without weapon, to be Wazalendo. And when M23 qualifies someone as a Wazalendo, that means he became their enemy and they can shorten him. So when they accuse citizens as Wazalendo, that means they can open fire on them because they become automatically their enemy. Wazalendo, some of them are farmer, Mai Mai groups, fighters, and some of them are just civilians who decided to take weapon to help the Congolese army to fight against M23. And they are an active actor in this fighting because since more than 1 year, these Wazalendo are protecting their zone, fighting against enemy. And in some places, they are the one who made a big resistance against M23, even more than FRDC.
As we speak at this moment, how would you describe the situation? Is it calm or is it still continuing?
Fighting still ongoing. Anyone who can be seen in Sake is shot by M23 snipers. You know, M23 are controlling hills around Sake and FRDC are in the city of Sake. So even civilian, anyone who can be in Sake, he will be targeted by M23, and M23 will say they are killing Wazalendo. So everybody in Sake is qualified by M23 as a Wazalendo or FRDC. Even this Sunday, some people were injured and killed in Sake by shots coming from the hill controlled by M23.